Good. We got these alerts off. Good evening, everyone. It is Trending Thursday. What a crazy day. We're going to chat about that. But good evening, everyone. This is Carol. So, AKA Nani Boss, live with you.
Sisters. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Janice, AKA Wellness Diva 6.0 on this Trending Thursday at night, August the 10th. And I believe it's episode number 672. And there are a lot of things trending, and this is a funny one. This is nothing about something, but I heard on the radio that today is National Lazy Day.
National Lazy Day, yeah. But, you know, I love all these national whatever. Like, who makes up this stuff? Is there like a national company that comes up with these ideas? I've never known like who's the one who starts this stuff.
You wonder where some of these things develop. Like, you know, is there, you know, a conference and, you know, hey, let's pick out some real funny ass kind of silly excuse for a celebration. Today, I heard, is also Connecticut Day, National Connecticut Day or something.
Well, what I heard, and I'm 2 days late because it is the 10th. But I, for whatever reason, didn't know. And then I saw a couple of people post it. I know I could say it was National Pickleball Day.
Yes. And there was there's a big to-do with pickleball coming up next year. I think it's this big convention thing where there's going to be all these pickleball games going on. I want to say Missouri, but I'm sure I'm wrong about that. Like next August.
For those who don't know what pickleball is, it is the fastest growing sport, not in the United States alone. It's actually the largest, fastest growing state, not largest, but fastest growing sport in the world. And it is a court size. I believe you can get two pickleball courts on one tennis court, or it might be four, but I don't think it's four. I think it's, and it could be four. I can't remember. But you get multiple courts compared to. And I saw a very funny reel about it. And so this girl, the girl is playing two roles. And she goes, so what about this? What is this pickleball? And she goes, well, it's kind of like tennis. Oh, so you start out with the score love. She goes, no, 0-0-2. And she goes, 0-0-2. So she's doing a sitcom of the different terms of tennis versus pickleball, and they get really into the pickleball. Obviously the name pickleball, there's another term on the court that's called the kitchen line. So it's like the front part of what's near the net. And she goes, well, what's the kitchen? She goes, where the pickles are kept. So she was just doing a funny thing going back and forth. And I was cracking up. I said, it really is hard to explain it, but we don't have rackets, we have paddles. They're bigger than ping pong, and the material, so it's different material for outdoor pickleball versus indoor pickleball. Indoor pickleball is more of a thicker consistency, like a thick, you know, wiffle ball type of material, and outdoors it feels more like a wiffle ball, except there's holes in it. And there's, really good pickleball. Like there's Franklin, there's another brand I can't think off the top of my head, which, you know, is one will give you a little bit more, speed, more spin, whatever. And so the paddles are, some are a little bit longer, some are a little bit shorter, wider. And you really, it's a fun game. You do play to 11. Sometimes you have to win by two. So sometimes the game goes on longer. You do have singles, so you do have partners. And when you're partnering and you're the first server, because each server gets a chance at the serve, and you score, you only score if you are the serving team. But at the very beginning of the game, because there's two servers, but the initial part of the game is only started by one server on one side, that's why they call it 0-0-2, because you're serving as if you're the second server. So if you keep holding on to that serve and you score, it then would be 1-0-2, 2-0-2, 3-0-2. Once the serving, initial serving side loses their serve and again goes to the other side, then the score, say the first server didn't score anything, so it was 0-0-2, they lost the serve, it would go to the other side and now it would begin 0-0-1. So meaning that the score is still 0-0, and this is identifying that the person is the first server. He gets a point, or if he loses a point, then it would go to second server, then it would be 0-0-2. And then you go kind of go back and forth, but it's a fast-paced game. What I absolutely love about it is that any age can play it, whether you're little, whether you're, you know, teenager, whether you're, you know, an adult, whether you're a senior, and it's a great game to really do that connection of having good fun family time with a great activity. And then you have the five stages of being a pickler, because some people get a little obsessed with it because it's like that, it's that kind of a game that it's addicting. So yeah, I didn't know that there was a National Pickleball Day, but apparently there is.
Yeah. You know, it, again, it's so funny how these names for these different days come up. And as far as pickleball goes, you lost me at the kitchen or whatever. I just don't, you know, I know Gary loves playing it. I did play it once and I was like, okay, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a pickleball person, I guess. So, but, you know, I got to tell you, I did enjoy when we went, and I was very surprised because I was like, oh, we're going to go to, you know.
Well, what I will tell you, because you are going to be visiting the grandkids for a weekend, they love pickleball and they have the net and they play in the driveway. So they may be asking Auntie, come on, Auntie, let's play a little pickleball.
Well, I will play pickleball with them, but I don't know how good I'm gonna be. That's sure.
It's fun. It really is. Once you start getting the hang of it, and that's part of it, is you haven't really played it. You hit the ball a few times. Once you start really getting the hang of it, it is a lot of fun. And like I said, it's a great activity for. It's ageless in many ways, and I love it because it brings that the family together doing something fun, something outdoors. Or indoors, because a lot of people do play indoors, especially in this heat we've had. I would have to say what's trending here is the heat index. So someone said, are you still loving Florida? I absolutely am. I enjoy the heat, even in the heat index where it is extremely high. I got in the pool today for a little bit and I still like it, but I do understand that I would have to say we're coming up. I cannot believe this. Halloween will be 4 years that we've lived in Vero Beach. And what I will say is this would probably thus far be the warmest summer, but I still love it. Because I thought, well, if you're sweating that much, you just go indoors, right? And, we're blessed that way. Speaking of trending though, so many good things, that come out over the last 48 hours. Every community has like a community page. And this gentleman is from the Netherlands. He's here legally, has found himself homeless. His truck broke down and he's been living out of his truck at a local auto zone in Vero Beach. So he's on the side of the building. And one of my good friends, knew that he also had a dog, and she sadly lost she sadly lost both of her dogs in the last 6 months. So she had some leftover dog food and she brought him some water. She started telling me about it, and the hat that goes off of my head naturally because of some serious issues that are going on in the United States with human trafficking and all these other things. I was a little leery, and I'm going to be the first to admit that I was leery, but once she said, he's just down on his luck. He's not asking for money. He's just needing some help. He's trying to get his truck repaired, which we still don't really know what's wrong with it. So yesterday we visited him. We brought him some, I messaged him. I said, what could you use? So we brought him some normal everyday things that we take for granted. I had not met him yet, so I didn't know if he needed a razor, shaving cream, soap, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste. He said he definitely needed that and the pick things, I can't think of what they're called. What are they called? Oh my God. Did you know what it is? You can't think of what it is.
Dental floss.
Dental floss. Yeah. But the pick ones, he wanted to pick ones. So I brought some of those, some off, you know, for the bugs. Some snacks, easy snacks that he could carry. He does have a cooler. He does keep getting ice, some water, some washcloths. So, and then today, my girlfriend picked him up and brought him over to the charity that we had united with last month, which is United Against Poverty. And so he got to meet with somebody there, got a little bit more food. And what I like about United Against Poverty is they not only have a co-op of food, if you're down on your luck, they also do help out the homeless, but you know, jobs and resumes, they help with the whole list of things. So they did give us some good information to my girlfriend to kind of decipher. So she's working on that piece to it. We're out and about now making phone calls to different mechanics to see if somehow the truck could get towed, because he's also living out of it, to see if they could get it up and running. And you really, you know, when you think of the crappy things that go on in our world and having a crappy day, I always say dive into, you know, at least trying to help someone in need, you know, because they do need help. They do need people to show the good pieces of humanity. So we're gonna, you know, try to make some things happen for him. I did chat with him. He is over here legally, not illegal. He's here legally. He's on a visa, but he's looking to become a United States citizen. So they gave some different information for that part. And it's nice to see that people, you know, remember that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't decide to, you know, have bad luck. They don't decide to go down that path. But he, you know, took the initiative to say, you know what, I'm down on my luck. I need some help. Yeah, you know, he originally, when he came over from Netherlands, he ended up staying with some people that he knew in Arkansas. That's where he purchased the truck and wanted to see, you know, all the goodness of the United States. And his dog, Toby, kind of hitched on to him, I guess, in Arkansas. And he's a cute little dog. So, you know, in this kind of heat, you know, with the heat index the way it is, you know, it makes you really cherish the blessing of being able to cool yourself off, go in a pool, and imagine, you know, living the way he's living. Although he's done remarkably well considering, he's ready to work. He's a plumber. He does construction. He's got all these different things. But obviously, without his vehicle, it makes it very difficult. So, you know, kudos to people stepping up to the plate to helping him, and it's nice to see. People really coming together to help someone in need. So that's trending in this area. So I know you said you had some stuff trending.
Yeah. Well, there's always something trending in North Haven, of course. You know, the garden is just like, the tomatoes though are taking their sweet old time this year. So I hope there's nothing wrong with that.
They thrive off of the heat too.
I know that, but they've been very slow. I mean, we should have a bountiful amount by this time, but it's just tugging along.
September, it's going to be
very well could be for sure.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, things are heating up in the backyard. Gary's been, you know, working on the fire pit and, you know, welding this, I want to call it a contraption, but it's to cook over the fire. And how he did it was he's just been using materials that, you know, he has around the house, which is kind of cool. And there's part of what he used as far as the material. He was, like I said, he's a welder, so he was able to weld some stuff, but he did it in such a way where that doesn't have to stay there. Like when it's not in use, you can, you know, take it out.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of almost like a wishing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for those who are listening and can't see us, you have like that handle, and then there's looks like almost some sort of a wired type rope or something.
Yeah, crank.
Cable, like a cable or something attached to it. So it does looks interesting. He did a wonderful job. You can just see all his mason work. It really came out nice.
Came out really nice. And he's going to have his friend make this wooden like cover. So when it's not in use, it could be, like a hors d'oeuvre table, something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just, it's amazing what he's accomplished. So it's looking pretty nice out there. I'm very excited about that for sure.
Well, the other thing that was trending is like the all the common goodness of a cucumber. Did you grow any? You grow cucumbers in the garden, correct? And the health benefits are, crazy.
Yeah, they sure are. And of course, the thing is, think of yourself going for a facial, whatever, and how they put the cucumbers over the eyes. And there's, from what I understand, and the funny thing about this, and I'll explain it in just a second, is that there's really no medical or soothing kind of thing for putting a slice of cucumber over your eyes. But it was so funny, I came across that movie clip, The Princess Diaries, where the Paolo is making over Princess Mia, and they put cucumbers over her eyes. And he said, there's really no value in this. We just do it to do it, or however he said it. But a lot of health benefits.
Inflammation is one. I know that. Obviously rich with so many good vitamins. But also what I have not done, which I'm really excited to do, is we obviously have the outdoor kitchen. Sometimes with the salt air, you get a little rust spots here or there. So it said to slice them, thin, on the thinner side, and rub it against that. That actually helps it. It shines your shoes. Just all these different, the obvious things about, soothing your skin and inflammation. I'm trying to get to that list that there was just so many different pieces of, going back to, using what is right in our earth, that, instead of chemicals, because we're overindulged with chemicals, that we can't control, meaning we know how the manufacturers are, what they do to food, which is not always a good thing. As well as, the air that we breathe, the chemicals that, we don't even realize that we're exposing ourselves to. And it's a continuous thing, no matter how well you're eating, and no matter how well you, have a clean diet, that, we're faced with these challenges of chemicals and things that we're inhaling. And I think part of that, where the pushback comes from, is the pharmaceutical piece to it. Like, you got an ailment, take this medication. You got an ailment for that, take that medication. When we have really good things right in our own backyard, in our garden.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, I just want to give a shout out to somebody I met through Facebook who happens to be a friend of Debbie Panagroso Barbarillo.
Yes. And
her name is Cheryl Meyer. So a big shout out to Cheryl. One, she sent me two of her books, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, which we were just talking about, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. And then her other book, and these are thick books, Feeling Good, Living Low Toxin in Community and Everyday Life. And really just some of these books are amazing. All her, tips in here, and, children and food, teach your children where food comes from, garden with your child. Like, it's just amazing. So thank you, Cheryl, for these two amazing books.
Well, that's awesome. Now she's someone local?
No, I believe she's in, Definitely out west. I want to say Arizona, but I could be wrong.
Arizona. And have you had a chance to take a peek at them? Any good tips you could give us?
Well, you know, she really, for instance, let me get to one point here. So she breaks it down into different parts. So something you need to know, and she really goes into, for instance, in chapter one, what we have learned from blue zones, why they should motivate you to a cleaner, toxic-free life. But she breaks it down in a way where you can really understand it. And it's just amazing. At one point, she talks about, of course, you know, something we talk about a lot, the benefits of gratitude.
Right. And,
you know, the characteristics of grateful people. And it's just really amazing how she really touched on so many different things that, yeah, you know, that, of course, is a good thing to do, but really breaks it down in a way where you can really understand it. And she is also chatting about, of course, what the heck is in your purchased pet food, the food dilemma. And I haven't read all of this, but, you know, why are pets, for instance, getting all the same diseases that humans are getting? Like, she's asking,
right? And that's a great example, because pets are. Well, that sounds like an awesome book.
Yeah,
sure. I did find the list that I was looking for. So I'm not going to list everything, because there's so many amazing things that cucumbers really add to our lives. But one of the different types of vitamins in it, which I didn't eat, I knew some of the vitamins, but not all. B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, folic acid, vitamin C, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc. Now we know how good zinc is, especially for your immune system. They're saying when you're feeling tired in the afternoon, stop reaching for the caffeinated beverage or, you know, coffee or whatnot. Cucumbers are a good source of vitamin B's, and obviously the carbohydrates that can provide quick pick-me-up. So that's one of the things. Also, how many of us, especially in this hot, cold weather, your bathroom mirror fogs up, right? Especially after a shower, if you've taken a nice warm shower. Try rubbing a cucumber slice on the mirror, and it will eliminate the fog and provide a smoothing fragrance while you are taking that nice hot bath or shower. Also, people obviously with gardens are having issues with grubs and slugs. So what they're saying is run your planting beds, with placing a few slices in a small pie tin. So what you do is you put it in a small pie tin, and your garden will be free of pests all season long. The chemicals in the cucumber react with the aluminum to give off a scent undetectable by the humans, but drive garden pests crazy and making them flee from the area. So you are someone that, you know, got that nice big garden. So slice up some cucumbers and put them in an aluminum pan. And I'll give you one more. Let's see. Oh, well, this one. I guess it says it's true, so let's go with it. Looking for a fast, easy way to remove cellulite before going out or going out to the pool. Try rubbing a slice or two of cucumbers along your problem area for a few minutes. The phytochemicals in the cucumber cause the collagen in your skin to tighten, also firming, using the outer layer and reducing the visibility of cellulite. Works great on wrinkles too. I'm all in. So, well, I mean, and like I said, there's tons of more things that cucumbers are good. It's on my, I actually posted it on my page 4 days ago. So check that out on my Facebook page. You know, all the goodness of a cucumber. I always liked it. And I remember this, I'm looking at the outdoors, the trees are starting, we're having some inclement weather here and there, so it's starting to pick up again. But remember when, you know, during the holiday season, as we grew up, our mom would slice up cucumbers, a little bit of salt, and usually like she used to make some sort of sour cream type dip. Mm-hmm. But they're really good, like even dipping it, you know, if you want a different flavor, put a little salt on that, and they're, you know, so juicy and good. And dipping them in peanut butter is also a great way to kind of get a good healthy snack in that's full of protein, but not, you know, going to kill you on other things. So I've been using a organic peanut butter that you have to obviously stir up with the oils and whatnot. So I love a good crunchy cucumber.
So maybe there is some truth to putting the cucumbers on your eyes after all.
Yeah, I think so. Let me see if I can get one more since we're on a roll here. Oh, let's see. Oh, here's one. Want to avoid a hangover or a terrible headache? Eat a few cucumber slices right before going to bed and wake up refreshed and headache free. Cucumbers contain enough sugar, again, natural sugar, vitamin B's and electrolytes. They got electrolytes, people, to replenish essential nutrients the body lost, keeping everything in equilibrium, avoiding both a hangover and a headache. I don't get those, but you know, I know a lot of people that do.
Wow, pretty interesting here. Tidbits, of course, on this trending Thursday at night about the benefits of cucumbers, pickleball, being in the kitchen. Maybe we'll throw in some fried green tomatoes, like who knows?
There we go.
And on that note, we would love to hear what's trending for you. Go to our website, www.twosistas.online. And we would love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message or send us in a contact form. On that note, my name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Stu, aka just listening to the rain start to come in. We've had some crazy kooky weather, lots of afternoon showers, but I wouldn't trade it for a thing. I absolutely love love a good summer shower. Kind of cools everything off a little bit, but also kind of adds that mysterious, you know, kind of a just, you know, that eerie feeling with a storm, which I kind of like. I know that's a little nutty, but I do like it. Anyways, we wish you a great trending Thursday. There are so many things trending out there. What's going on in our world, little healthy tidbits. But what we always say is stop the scroll. You be the trendsetter. You know, share something that inspires you, because when you do that, you may inspire somebody else. And that's how a trend starts. With that, we will see you tomorrow for a Fantabulous Friday. We hope you have a great evening and we'll chat soon.
Bye.